there was an older Subud member in Seattle who passed away. I was mentioning it to a brother during the quiet time, the beginning of quiet time, and he kind of shrugged his shoulders, and I said, why that reaction? He's like, well, this person was in Subud a long time, so they know how to surrender, and, yeah. and death is just one more surrender. Has your experience with Subud and maybe your experience with your son given you more of an acceptance of death or changed your attitude toward it?
Yeah, I totally accept death. That's not something I'm fearing. I am fearing
the physical process.
Physical injuries, especially mental. But I don't fear death itself at all.
You fear the potential of dementia or something?
Yeah,
like that.
And I work every day. I do Lumosity, which is an exercise that was developed by MIT and Stanford, and it probably takes about 15 minutes a day. And there are different games or puzzles that you're working on. It involves speed and a lot of mental effort. Mm-hmm. I do that every day, mm-hmm. and I have for about a year and a half, 2 years.
Is there a history in your family of dementia?
No. But that doesn't mean anything. But to go back to what you're talking about, it's an interesting thing. I've run into 3 or 4 different Subud members, which at one time or another I disliked immensely, not just sort of. I really disliked. And it was interesting. By the time they were ready to pass away, they were best friends. Mm. Really, and I would go over and be with them. Mm-hmm. We had one guy in the Seattle house that at one time I just really couldn't stand. And I told him that, mm-hmm. It was very interesting. And it was a beautiful process. But I was amazed at how my attitude had changed. It wasn't a feeling sorry for the other person. It was totally different. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether he transformed or I transformed, mm-hmm. but whatever it was, we were on a totally different
wavelength
connection. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally different. And that's happened a couple times, not just an isolated one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I forget what the question was.
Your attitude towards death and Subud's effect on how you perceive this or your experience with Subud and how that maybe has helped you prepare for that or look at it in a different way?
Well, maybe. It's hard to say. Over 40-some years, I think we change anyway. So how much that affects. My mother had died before we even joined Subud. I was relatively young. So I'd faced it in the family before. It wasn't like it was totally new. I think I probably do fear it less. Probably feel like I should fear my life more, but that I'm not living my life correctly more often. But I've seen friends pass, I've known friends pass, and I'm always really happy when they seem to go smoothly. Mm-hmm. Not always happy to lose them, but yeah, I don't know. It's very hard to say whether my attitude has changed just because of Subud. I feel it's, we just go on. I don't have a sense that it's the end. Right.